IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai, to discuss today's topic. Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's episode of the program Viewpoints, we want to talk about the significance of the month of Sha'ban, or Sha'ban al-Mu'adham, the eighth month of the Hijri calendar. So in the Islamic calendar, mostly the month of Ramadan is very much considered as significant for Muslims, but also the months of Rajab and Sha'ban are important. Sheikh Rouhani, what is the significance of the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'adham?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sha'ban al-Mu'adham, which is the eighth month of Hijri calendar.
Yes.
It is considered as one of the most honored and respected months of the year because it is attributed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of the happiest anniversaries of Islam and Tashayyu are also in this month. Such as the birthday of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam al-Mahdi, and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhim alaf tahiyyati wasalam.
Yes.
Because of the birthday of all these great imams and personalities of Islam, we honor this month and we consider this month as one of the very significant months. As also, as you rightly mentioned, yes, it is before the holy month of Ramadan.
Yes.
It is a kind of preparation in this month. The mu'mineen tries to prepare themselves for the holy month of Ramadan. In this month, we have special rituals to be performed and special, let's say, ibadat, worships, du'as, azkar are there that should be, or fasting is very much recommended in this holy month. Of course, it's a kind of spiritual month in which the mu'min and the true believer tries to prepare himself for entering into the next month, which is the holy month of Ramadan.
We will get to some of the recommended rituals and deeds in this month, Sheikh Rouhani. But Sheikh Fadai, it is believed that in most of the ahadith we have this famous quote of Prophet Muhammad that the month of Sha'ban is my month. What does it mean exactly? Prophet Muhammad stated that the month of Sha'ban is my month. I mean, my beloved month. What does it mean exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If we want to comprehend this riwayah better, we should consider that the month of Ramadan is called Shahrullah, the month of God.
Very good.
Because of the rahmah, because of the blessing that God give to his abd. And as we know, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is called Rahmatullah, Rahmatan lil alameen. It means that Prophet is the gate in order to go through the Rahmatullah. First of all, you get the blessing of Prophet, then you get ready to get the blessing of God in Shahrullah. Shahrun Nabi is the gate for Shahrullah.
Very good.
So in the month of Sha'ban, when we do the Adhanu Munajat, dua, fasting, we get reward not just by God, but of course by our Prophet. And he has a different and special looking at us. So we get ready for the next month. I want to...
Is Prophet Muhammad, does he have this authority to bless his people and his followers with rahmah or something like that?
Of course, yes, of course. You know, as we know, he has the position of shafa'ah at the other world. But it's not just for the other world. Even in this world, he has the authority to give the blessing and sometimes in order to curse some people. Why not?
Okay.
But for the previous prophets, we have in our history that some of them cursed their ummah, their nation.
Yes.
But the only prophet that never cursed your ummah was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because of that, he was called Rahmatun lil Alameen. So Ayatullah Jawadi as one of the prominent scholars of Islamic Hawza, he has a very beautiful sentence about Sha'ban.
Yes.
He says that some people consider the month of Ramadan as the beginning of their months. Their year, sorry.
Yeah.
Ramadan is the beginning of moral year. Moral year. Uh-huh. Not according to calendar.
Yes.
People who care about the morality, they consider Ramadan the first month of their moral year. And in order to have a good beginning,
uh-huh.
they start to get ready before the new year.
Uh-huh.
Like us. For example, before New Year, we get ready in order to have some celebration.
We make some preparations.
And enjoy
yes.
that New Year.
Yes.
He says that people who care about morality, they get ready for their New Year celebration, which is Ramadan. And that time for getting ready yeah. is Sha'ban. In Sha'ban, they do repentance. They recite a lot of munajat and
yes.
dua, and they get ready for that New
So when
year,
the New Year
beginning.
Is coming, when the New Year is coming, is as Ramadan is called the spring of the years.
Yes,
okay, isn't it?
We
can say the Rabi of the years. So you are becoming renewed.
Yes.
So a kind of renovation, or we can say renewal, is needed in order to get into the holy month of Ramadan, and that is the month of Sha'ban.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You know, Ayatollah Jawadi used the word debt. He says that in the month of Sha'ban, a real mu'min try to pay his debt.
Mm-hmm.
Whether haqqullah or haqqunnas.
Uh-huh.
And that is the preparation for the spring of New Year, which is Ramadan. Uh-huh. That is the significance of the month of Sha'ban.
That's right. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
So in this way, Shaykh Rouhani, we must prepare ourselves during the month of Sha'ban for the month of Ramadan. And according to so many people all around the world, even in the Islamic lands, if everything starts with the first day of the month of Ramadan, but now Sha'ban is also significant, isn't it?
Yes, of course. In the holy month of Sha'ban, we have a special supplication, which is called Al-Munajat Al-Sha'baniyah.
Uh-huh, very good.
Narrated from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, and it was being recited by all the imams.
Yes.
So this supplication is the total instance of the supplication and the mood of the best of, let's say, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Since this munajat and this supplication is issued by Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam and narrated directly from this imam, it is one of the very beautiful and very significant munajat and supplication. In the view of Imam Khomeini, radwanullahi ta'ala alayhi, Munajat al-Sha'baniyah, this supplication is one of the greatest supplications and one of the vastest divine wisdom which only some people can benefit from, from it, to the extent of their, let's say, understanding.
Yes.
Then, according to the late Ayatollah Mirza Jawadi Maliki,
yes.
He says that al-Sha'baniyah supplication contains a vast knowledge about the quality of the dealing of servant with God, and it is the manner of supplication and asking, let's say, forgiveness.
Yes.
And the Supreme Leader, Great Ayatollah Sayyid Ali al-Khamenei, is of the view that al-Sha'baniyah supplication, which is narrated by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, we're reciting it is as one of the supplications that their mystical style and their eloquent expressions have a very, let's say, prominent content and full of, let's say, divine wisdom,
yes.
which is not found in ordinary tongues and expressions, and
yes.
basically could not be stated with ordinary
yes.
kind of tongues.
Yes.
And the supplication is a complete instance of, let's say, horizon and supplication of the righteous servants of God. To their beloved God and to the Holy Lord.
Yes.
So these are the ideas of the great scholars like Ayatollah Khamenei, the late Ayatollah Jawadi Maliki, and the late Imam
yes.
al-Khomeini, which shows that how much significant is the holy month of Sha'ban and this particular and unique supplication for this month which is issued by Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen,
yes,
Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is recited, it was recited by the A'imma alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes.
So that's why one of the best recommendations for this holy month for our audience, brothers and sisters, is that to refer to this dua and supplication and try to read it in this
yes.
holy month of Sha'ban.
In one extract of this Munajat al-Sha'baniya, we read, "Oh my God, place me among your loyal people in the position of someone who hopes for the excess of your love. And oh my God, inspire me the passion to your remembrance with your remembrance, and put my efforts in the happiness of achieving your attributes and your holy place. Oh my God, I invoke you by yourself that you join me to the place of the people obedient to you and to the nice abode of your pleasure, because I can neither defend nor I can benefit myself." This is really beautiful supplication. Also, Salawat al-Sha'baniya,
yes,
we have it in this month. And how beautiful if we observe the rituals and the worshipping acts during the month of Sha'ban, how beautiful we can enter the holy month of Ramadan, Shaykh Fadai, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, of course. You know, connecting with God and praying can be done in any way.
Yes.
We have in the Quran this verse, "Ud'uni astajib lakum."
Uh-huh.
It means in any way, if you talk with God, God would talk you back.
Yes.
But there's a question. Why are we recommended to recite special du'as and munajats,
uh-huh,
like Salawat Sha'baniya, Munajat Sha'baniya?
Yes.
You know, because when we want to pray by our word, by our knowledge, we do not know exactly what to say,
uh-huh,
and how to say.
Very good.
You know, these are two problems. What to say or what to ask.
Some etiquettes are
yes.
needed.
And
yes.
how to,
okay.
what to
okay.
ask and how to ask.
Yes.
But in these munajats and du'as, we can learn how to be connected with God.
Uh-huh.
For example, in Munajat al-Sha'baniya, we can see that this is a very romantic the conversation
a
with
lovely
God.
One, that's
a
right.
lovely one.
Yes.
Just pay attention to these two sentences.
Very good.
إلهي إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك. If I want to translate it very easily, I have to say, "Oh God, if you ask me, why did you commit the sin? I will ask you, why didn't you forgive me? You're my God." إلهي إن أدخلت للنار أعلمت أهلها أني أحبك. If you send me to the fire of the hell, I will tell anyone and I shout that I loved you. So how can you send me to the fire of hell? You know, this is the deep love
yes.
with God. And this is the good way of connection.
That's right.
Unless we cannot follow the religion by force. The best way to follow the religion
yes.
is love.
Yes.
And in the month of Sha'ban, two recommended actions, if we want to
yes.
mention the most important
yes,
one.
Very good.
The first one, munajat,
yes.
and dua, like munajat al-Sha'baniya.
Yeah.
And the second one, fasting.
Fasting, yes.
Sawm.
Sawm,
that's right. There is a hadith from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Rahimallahu man a'anani ala shahri."
Mm-hmm.
God will forgive and bless the one who helped me, the Prophet,
yes.
who helped me in my month. What does it mean to help me?
Uh-huh.
It means that I, as a prophet called Rahmatun lil Alameen,
yes.
want to bless you, but you have to do something.
Yes.
And let me to bless you.
Okay.
Because of that, Imam Baqir said, "فَمَنْ صَامَ شَعْبَانَ فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَتْهُ دَعْوَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لِقَوْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَعَانَنِي عَلَى شَهْرِي."
Yes.
If you want to observe the word of Prophet, it's better to fast in the month of
yes.
Sha'ban. So Prophet has the authority to bless you.
Yes, that's right. Astaghfirullah allazi la ilaha illallah huwa ar-rahman ar-rahim al-hayyul ghayyum wa atubu ilayh. You know, this is another religious formula. Or astaghfirullah wa as'alahu al-tawba. You know, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. You know, these are even giving charity, saying salawat and fasting, as you said, during this month. Because there are so many birthday anniversaries during this month, اللهم إني أسألك بحق المولود في هذا اليوم. Okay, so you swear Allah by the birthday of a great person. The most important ones in Imam As on the 15th day of Sha'ban. Paying ziyarah to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the 15th day of the month of Sha'ban is another recommended action. This is one of the special days that you could pay visit to the holy tomb of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
There is a neglected recommended action in Sha'ban.
Yes.
That is ihya, being awake.
Keeping vigil.
The nights of 15th of Ramadan. Like the ihya that we have in
Sha'ban.
Sorry, Sha'ban.
Ramadan, yes.
Like the ihya that we have in three nights of Ramadan, it is recommended to have ihya on the night of 15th of Sha'ban, which is the night of birthday of Imam As.
Yes,
so it's very recommended, but usually people don't pay attention to that.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the significance of the holy month of Sha'ban. Do not forget us in your prayers and supplications during this beautiful month of Sha'ban, dear Muslims all around the world. And for more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be